الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brethren, views of Madani Channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the stars of the ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the beautiful companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. As Shaykh al-Tariqat Amil al-Sunnat, he quotes a beautiful hadith of Mubarakah that dua remains suspended between the earth and the sky and nothing of it goes upwards, means the dua is not acknowledged until you recite salat durood upon your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah salatun wa salamun alayka ya nabiyallah وَعَلَىٰ أَلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ. My dear Islam brethren and views of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, in the previous silsila we discussed some beautiful points about the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear Islam brethren, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, today we will also cover up some points and we will end this silsila with the Farooq Azam's radiallahu anhu devotional love towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his end, inshallah, as we will discuss in this silsila, inshallah tabaraka ta'ala. Dear Islam, the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is our master and we are the humble servants of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. No matter how great a rank somebody gets, his true love for his master always remains in his heart. He never forgets his favors. He glorifies his master in public with pride and in private. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, his master loves his servant, his banda. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is indeed a true lover of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and he's one of those ashra mubashara, meaning those ones who got the glad tidings of Jannah whilst he was physically alive in this dunya. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala elevated his status amongst the blessed companions Alim Ridwan. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, he is proud and was proud to be a blessed servant of the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrated that when Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was appointed as the Khalifa, the second Khalifa of Islam, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, our Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stood up on the pulpit, on the minbar, and he addressed the people and he said, the person that I have been in the blessed company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, therefore I was his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slave and servant. Allahu Akbar. Imagine how openly subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, these personalities who gained high ranks in the deen of Islam, they do not consider themselves as being the leaders of the believers. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, these time with them. Sayyidina Farooq Azam's radiallahu ta'ala anhu's claim of having deep devotion and love towards the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was not bound just to lip service. No, not only lip service, but rather was truly a loyal and staunch follower of the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. It's mentioned by the book Karamat al-Sahaba, page 347, a publication by Maktabatul Madina, Department of Dawat Islami. Maulana Abdul Mustafa Azami, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, has mentioned that Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sent Sariyah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, towards Nahawad, for jihad, for the holy war, designating Sariyah as the commander-in-chief, the general of the army. And when Sayyidina Sariyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was at the war with the unbelievers, he was in difficulty, he was in problems. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, look at the power of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was at that time in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. You try to imagine. Hundreds, maybe thousands of kilometers away. Hundreds of kilometers away. Hazrat Sayyidina Sariyah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is the commander-in-chief of the battle. He's in difficulty, in parishani. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala is in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif and he's delivering a sermon to Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan. He's discussing some points with them. And whilst he's delivering the sermon on the holy member Sharif in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, our Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, all of a sudden during his sermon, he says, "Oh Sariyah, turn your back towards the mountain. Oh Sariyah, turn your back towards the mountain." Subhanallah, the people who were present in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, they were amazed, what's going on? All of a sudden he's addressing us. Next moment he's talking about Sariyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The confusion was removed away. Dear Islam Brother Views of Madani Channel, that when Sariyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came, he reported that whilst confronting the unbelievers on the battlefield, the signs of defeat was present. And all of a sudden, he heard the voice of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala, says, oh Sariyah, look behind you, the mountain. Immediately, he ordered the mountain to be, ordered the army to be rearranged, and facing towards the mountain, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, the Muslims, they defeated the enemies of Islam. They violently attacked them. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, they crushed the enemies of Islam. The unbelievers had no option but to flee the battlefield. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, Sariyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his entire army hoisted the flag of victory in that battle. SubhanAllah. Dear Islamic brethren, by this virtue of this miraculous wonder exhibited by Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, we can derive many madani pearls of knowledge and wisdom. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, knowledge of ilm ghaib, of the unseen. We can't see what is happening behind this wall, but subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, look at the blessed companion of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, second khalifa of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanAllah, look at his blessed insight. Allah tabarak gave him that kashf, the knowledge of unseen, that he's seated here, subhanAllah, sitting and addressing Sahaba Ikram Ali Midwan in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, standing on the holy member of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, whilst addressing the companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he can actually see the battlefield, which is hundreds of kilometers away, that Sariyah, Hazrat Sayyidina Sariyah radiallahu ta'ala, is in difficulty. But subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, he sees the war and he guides Hazrat Sariyah, the chief of the army radiallahu ta'ala, and all the companions, and subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, they win the battle. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, he observed the battlefield of Nahawand and watched its situation, though it was hundreds of kilometers away. And he advised the strategic solution of the difficulties of the commander-in-chief. By this we come to know that we should never consider the power of hearing and seeing of Allah's beloved equal to that of ordinary people. Yes, viewers of the Madani Channel. Never think that the power of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba ikram, alayhi ridwan, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is equal to the ordinary people. Never! This is a trick of shaitan. From these narrations, we understand that this is the power of the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then what would be the power of mine and yours and universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Yes, viewers of Madani channel. And third lesson we learn is that subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, by the virtue of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a memorable victory was bestowed upon the Muslims by Allah Azza wa Jalla in this battle. Memory, it's in history. Allahu Akbar. And it will always remain there. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us without accountability for his sake. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates this beautiful narration. He says that Sayyidina Umar bin Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, with the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they conquered Madain and all the spoils were brought to Madinah to Munawwara. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, look at his love for the family, the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. SubhanAllah, so he spread all the spoils of the war, means whatever they captured in the war, he spread them out in the mats on Masjid Nabawi Sharif. And he asked for all the spoils to be placed there. The blessed companions, Alim Ridwan, gathered all the spoils of war, put them together. First of all, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala stood up and said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, give me my share out of the possessions, out of the spoils of the war. Mighty Islam, look at the love. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala had for Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. From this you'll understand his love and his passion for Hassanain Karimain, for the blessed grandsons of the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala stands up and he asks, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, give me my share out of the position of the spoils of the war. Allah azza wa jalla has bestowed upon the Muslims. Where's my share? He radiallahu ta'ala with great respect upon beloved Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. And he says, O Hassan, radiallahu ta'ala, he took out 1,000 dirhams and he placed it on the Mubarak hands of Sayyidina Hassan, radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Hassan took his share and he left. Thereafter, Imam Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala, stood up and he asked, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, where is my share from the spoils of the war? Give me my share. With great respect upon you, O Imam Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala, he picked up 1,000 dirhams and he placed it upon the blessed hands of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Then Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he stood up and he asked, Umar, O Abu Jahl, where's my share? Give me my share. So Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, with great respect upon you, he said, oh my beloved son, he took 500 dirhams and he gave it in the court of his beloved son. He radiallahu ta'ala says, humbly said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Abajan, I was participating with the sword. I fought with the sword on the battlefield with the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Even from time to time, even when Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu were very young, they were not even available to fight. Instead of this, you have given them 1,000 dirhams each and you give me 500 dirhams? Upon hearing this, my dear Islam and views of Madani channel, overwhelmed by the devotion of the Ahlul Bayt, he radiallahu anhu said, Amir al-Mu'mineen said, yes, absolutely. If you want me to give you the share equal to them, do you want me to give you the share equal to them? Oh, views of Madin channel. Look at the love of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the second Khalifa of Islam, for the Ahlul Bayt, the love for the family members of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Said, you want me to give you the share equal to them? Who? Imam Hussein and Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, Hassanain Karimain. Listen carefully, what is the answer? Then go first and get a father like Hassanain Karimain. Allahu Akbar. Get a father like Hassanain Karimain. Means like Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Get a mother like their mother, meaning Bibi Fatima Tazara radiallahu ta'ala anha. And get a grandfather like their grandfather. Who is the grandfather? Mine and yours. And the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And get an uncle like this. And you can never do this because their father is Sayyidina Ali. Their mother is Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. SubhanAllah azza wa jalla. And their grandfather is none other than our most beloved Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, Sayyidah Khatijah al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is their beloved grandmother. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidah Jafir bin Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is their uncle. And Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam is their uncle. The daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ruqayya and Sayyidina Umm Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma are their beloved aunts. So this is why, Allahu Akbar, I have given Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala 1,000 dirhams each, and I've given you 500 dirhams. Dear Islam brethren, undoubtedly, this is a very unique style of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, his devotion to the Ahlul Bayt, to the family members of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave double share to them, to the blessed sons of the Ahlul Bayt, as compared to his own son. From this incident, we also learn many madani pearls that we should treat the family members of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam kindly and affectionately. We have to treat them kindly and affectionately with respect for the family members of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Because apart from the blessed companions and the Ahlul Bayt, the subhanAllah azza wa jalla, the family members of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam deserves higher status and honor in connection with the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Today, Allahu Akbar, we see that the devotion and love of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu for the Ahlul Bayt, subhanAllah azza wa jalla, it's unimaginable. So much of love, so much of ishq, so much of muhabbat. And we have to learn something from this, that inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, that we also build up this love, inshallah azza wa jalla, for the Ahlul Bayt, and learn from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. We learn from them about how to treat the family members of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, the message of the Islami, inculcate your lifestyle with the lifestyle of Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan. Follow their footsteps, because their footsteps is undoubtedly the footsteps of mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And inshallah, so the more we study the seerah of these type of personalities, especially Ashra Mubashira, those 10 great personalities in Islam who got the great news and glad tidings of Jannah in the dunya, inshallah, you study the lifestyle, inshallah, the barakah, you will build up that love of Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salam, and it will build up and become stronger and stronger, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala show His special mercy upon each and everyone. Keep watching Madani channel until our next silsila. Allahu Karam. Aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae Dawood Islami, teri doom bachi ho. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala alayhi wa sallu ala Habib. Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Shining stars of Dumma. The shining stars of Dumma. The shining stars of Dumma. The shining stars of Dumma.